We're doing Sidra Kabbalah, and we were going in the order of world history. We had learned about Yoshua and the elders and the Shoftim, and now we're up to the Nevi'im, right? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot tells us Yoshua Amsar Lizkenim, Lizkenim Linevi'im. And our learning tonight is dedicated in honor of a fantastic Kala who is a week away from her chuppah. Her chassan dedicated the learning in honor of Yonit Bat Yitzchak. Hashem should bless her. And her favor in the eyes of her chassan should just grow and grow until 120. And his favor in her eyes, too, should continue growing till 120. The Shechina should be a constant in their home. Amen. And tranquility and joy should always ring in their home.
Amen.
And then we come to the period of the prophets. Nimsera Torah leShmuel, Ne'eli v'chaverav shayu imo zkenim v'nevi'im. Eli and his friends, his contemporaries, they gave over the Torah to Shmuel. U'mehem leDavid v'chaverav, and some of them gave over to David and his friends. U'mehem leShlomo v'chaverav, and Shlomo and his friends, they received the Torah from the same people Shmuel did. Meaning, Shmuel died relatively young. So some of the people who taught Shmuel were still around to teach David and Shlomo. And then went to the period of the first temple. And the temple's building is in the year 2928. And he'll just explain that math in 1 second. Sharei, how does that work? Sharei taf beishana yumitzer mitzrayim ad binyan habayit. The book of Melachim tells us that the temple was built 480 years after they left Mitzrayim. Uch shetosifim al alpayim etaf memchet, and we explained earlier that the Exodus happened in the year 2448. Add 480 to 2448, and what do you get? You get 2,928. Guys, do the math. Don't believe me. Yes, your questions.
My question is Shmuel a Navi? Was he also teaching the other brothers of David? I mean, they were older. Was anyone else in his family like well respected on the point that like they were learning Torah? Because I mean, when Shmuel went to go see the family, like they put David like away. So like obviously the other brothers had to have some status. So I'm saying, like, who was teaching them?
I don't know, but they were very highly regarded. The whole family, Gishai and the other children, yeah. But I don't know who their teachers were. I don't know.
Because you're saying that the teachers of Shmuel went to teach David and Shlomo. So what about his other brothers? That's what I was saying. Like they just
I don't know.
Just because they weren't the kings of.
I don't know. You see that David was learning by the tops, right? Right, and Shmuel. Yeah. Yes, sir. Okay. ונמסרה הקבלה משלמה וחבריו לאחיה השילוני ושאר נביאים שבימיו. Shlomo and his friends, his contemporaries, they gave over the tradition to the prophet Achia Hashiloni and his friends in those days. שהתנבאו, these were the prophets of the next generation, Shlomo's son Rechabam. ומהם, some of them gave over the tradition to Yehu ben Hanani, the king, Yehu ben Hanani, he was a Judean king. וחבריו and his friends שנתנבאו בימי עשה, they had prophecy in the days of Asa the king. ומהם, and some of them gave over the tradition לאליהו ומחיהו בן ימלה ואחרים שנתנבאו בימי יהושפט. מיכאיו בן ימלה and the other prophets of Yehoshaphat the king. וכן עובדיה, the prophet Ovadia also got the tradition בימי אחאב, in the days of אחאב. ומהם, and from them the tradition went on. Umehem, I think Umehem is not the way I explain it, that from them goes back to the original them. Each time it's the next generation. So let's reword it. Eli and his friends, his contemporaries, taught David and his contemporaries. David and his contemporaries taught Shlomo. Not the way I said that David got from the same people, Shmuel and Eli. Mehem, I think, always goes back on the previous one. So Shmuel got it from Eli and his contemporaries, and I think by David we would say that David and his contemporaries got from Eli and his contemporaries, because Shmuel died young. David and his contemporaries gave it to Shlomo and his contemporaries, and then from Shlomo and his contemporaries to Ahiyah Shiloni and the other prophets, from Rechavam and the other prophets it went to Yehu and his contemporaries, from Yehu and his contemporaries to Eliyahu and Michayu ben Yimla, from, and so too Ovadia in the days of Ahav also got from them, and Ovadia, it seems, was a disciple according to the Meiri. He was a disciple of Eliyahu's. Remember, Ovadia was Ahav's servant. Ovadia was a Ger Tzedek from Edom, so he was one of the people who received the tradition from Eliyahu. Remember, Ovadia is the one that, so to speak, discovers Eliyahu before the face-off, the standoff at Mount Carmel.
Is there any similarities between Ovadia, the later Ovadia or Ger, who spoke to the Rambam and him? Like, it just seems like a coincidence.
I don't know. Umehem, and from them the tradition went to Elisha v'chavirav, to Elisha and his friend, Shitnabu b'mei Yoshafat v'Yoram v'chaziyav. Umehem, and from them to Yoyoda v'chavirav, Shitnabu b'mei Yorash. Umehem lezchariya ben Yoyoda v'chavirav, Shitnabu b'oto zman gamken. They were prophets in that time as well. Umehem, and then we come down to the Trey Osar, the latter prophets, Hoshea and his contemporaries, and from Hoshea we go on to Amos. Amos was the next generation. Amos receives his tradition from Hoshea and his contemporaries. And from Amos and his contemporaries, we hit Yeshaya, the Navi Yeshaya, and his contemporaries. And from them to Micha Morashti and his contemporaries. And all of them, all the aforementioned prophets, going from Zechariah through Hoshea, Amos, Yeshaya, Micha, we have all of these prophesied during the period of the four kings, Uzziah, Yotam, Ahaz, and Yechizkiyahu, al hasedar shehizkanu, in the order that we mentioned. Meaning, the order of prophecy was Hoshea, Amos, Yeshaya, Micha. Micha is also one of the Treyasar, one of the 12. That's the order. And from them, the tradition goes on to Yoel. Remember, we had a question. Chazal have a question whether Yoel was Shmuel's son, or this is a later Yoel. So he's learning this is a Yoel and his contemporaries. And from them to Nahum. So Nahum is one of the Treyasar. And from him to Habakkuk. And these three were prophets in the days of Menashe in that order. And from them to Tzfania and his contemporaries in the days of Yoshio. And this was all the generation of Yirmiyahu. As our sages taught, three prophets prophesied in the same generation, Yirmiyah, Tzfaniah, and Huldah. Yirmiyah gave his prophecy out in the marketplaces. Tzfaniah gave his prophecy in the shuls. And Huldah gave her prophecy for the women. This is the last generation of the destruction. And from, they gave over the prophet to Yirmiyah and his contemporaries. Yirmiyah gave it over to Baruch ben Neriah and his contemporaries. Baruch ben Neriah is already going to go out to exile with the Jewish people, as will Yirmiyahu. And all of these were prophets in the period of the last kings of Judea, Yoyakim, Yoyachin, and Tzidkiah. As you find, most of their prophecies were about that time. You see this in the verses, you see this in tradition. And then we hit the exile, the end of the period of the first temple, and the tradition is given over to the prophet of the exile, Ezekiel, Yechezkel, and his contemporaries, and the first temple is destroyed, and the kingdom of David, the Davidic dynasty, is brought to a halt. And next time, we will begin with recounting of the kings of the period of the first temple, the Davidic dynasty, meaning we went through the prophets, and next time we'll pick up next semester with a recounting of the kings of the Davidic dynasty, the kings of the Israeli, the northern tribes, and then an overview of the period of the first temple. This was just introductory to that period.